you'll not be surprised to learn that eQuizzer is an online quiz creation application. It's free to join as a teacher, although it is ad-supported, and there is the option to donate to the creator. I'd always encourage people to do that if you're in a position to do so, because it does help to pay the costs that they have in maintaining the equipment that eQuiz has kept on, and it encourages them to keep developing it and supporting it. So do make a donation if you can, if you decide to use it. It is really powerful. It's an application which has several degrees of sophistication, so well worth giving a try if quizzes are appropriate to your subject. If you register, you get your free account and you dip in straight away. You get a navigation panel down the left hand side which allows you to create topics. So there might be subject themes, like in physics we might have one on forces, one on energy, one on light and so forth. You can create questions, and the question types that are available to you include filling in blanks, multiple completion, true-falses and matching up answers. And you can also create short answer questions, but they'll not be automatically marked because of the variety in them. Once you've created some questions, you can then assemble them into a quiz. You can do that in different ways. You can create quizzes which are public or ones which are private and just shareable with your particular students. You can create quizzes using questions from different topics. It's entirely up to you how you assemble your questions and the order that you put them in. Obviously, you're going to want to deliver these to students. So in order to do that, you need to create some student accounts. They don't do that. You need to create them. Now, if it's a small group of half a dozen sixth form students, that's not going to be a particularly big deal. If you've got several Year 7 groups, for example, then it may be a lot more difficult. But eQuiz has got some tools to help you, and rather than creating them all one by one, you can add them in bulk by importing an Excel document, which you could have created from your school information management system, perhaps. You can arrange your students into classes and then start setting them quizzes and monitor the results. And that's pretty much all there is to it. The data analysis is as sophisticated or simple as you like. You choose how you view the data that your students have produced. You can view it on an individual basis or by classes.